Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to share with you some thoughts on the marriage relationship. And specifically, I want to talk to you about how to change your spouse. Have you ever felt like you wanted to change some things about your spouse? Maybe you have a long list. Maybe you came into your marriage thinking that you could indeed help your spouse change in certain areas, and perhaps you've become quite frustrated as those things seem to be immovable in their lives. The first thing that I want to share with you is the exhortation that in order for you to see your spouse changed, you're going to have to begin with you by laying down all your expectations of your spouse at the foot of the cross. That is something that many people have never done. Most people who enter a marriage go into it thinking that there are many, many areas that their expectations will be fulfilled through the person that they are marrying. One writer said it very well when he explained that type of relationship as the tick on the dog relationship, meaning simply that the person was marrying the other individual, hoping to get from that person fulfillment in their life, affirmation in their life, their dreams fulfilled, love and affection and a long list of wants fulfilled by the person that they had chosen to marry. But that truly is the tick on the dog. The tick finds a host animal, and it's a parasite as we know, and it longs to just take from that animal nourishment and fulfillment for its little life. And that is the wrong way to approach a marriage, certainly, or any relationship. But if you have two people who come into a marriage, both secretly imagining how the other person is going to fulfill all their dreams and all their expectations and make them feel important and wanted and loved, you've got two ticks and no dog. It's a difficult situation. But God has a whole different perspective on love and marriage. And I encourage you today, if you've been struggling in this area, feeling frustrated or disappointed with your husband or wife, that they're not meeting your expectations in even a minimal way, I exhort you today, lay down all your expectations of your spouse at the foot of the cross. And then surrender your natural efforts and your energy to try to change your spouse. Many people make great efforts to try to get their spouse to change. They give them helpful hints. They give them loads of suggestions. And if those seem to be ignored, they begin to nag and harangue and leave books around in areas how they can change or suggest they watch a certain program or listen to something on the radio that will certainly speak to them and help them to change. And yet God has a different perspective. It says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." And I am very confident that the person who will lay down their expectations of their spouse at the foot of the cross and turn and fix their eyes on the Lord who began that good work in your spouse, allow him to do the completion and step out aside and take back all the natural effort and energy you've been trying to use to influence or change your spouse, you will see an atmosphere that's ripe for God to intervene. You must recognize that your spouse will only be changed by God. However, there are a few things that Scripture tells us that do give us some insight into ways where we can be a party to what God is doing, where we can be one that provides an atmosphere in our homes for God to work, to minister, to change. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, we see the familiar passage that talks about the spouse that has the unbelieving husband, and it's specifically geared toward wives, but it applies across the board in the biblical principle that's stated here. It says, "In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives." The Amplified Version says it this way, "In like manner, you married women, be submissive to your own husbands. Subordinate yourselves as becoming secondary to and dependent on them, and adapt yourselves to them, so that even if any do not obey the word of God, they may be won over, not by discussion, but by the godly lives of their wives." The part that I want you to focus on there is that the person who's not walking with God, who perhaps hasn't allowed God to bring the changes in their life that need to be made, it says that they can be won over, not by discussion, but by the godly lives of the person, or the wife in this case, lived out in front of them. Most people try to change their spouse by discussing the faults or the shortcomings or the lack that they see in the husband or the wife. But here the scripture says that that person will be won over not by discussion, but by the godly life that's lived in front of them. God wants you to be a vessel He can work through to display the character of God. Many people try to live a godly life in front of an ungodly spouse, or perhaps a backslidden spouse, or maybe a nominal Christian spouse, and their method of doing so looks more like a religious exercise. They try to show how godly they are, how much they read their Bible right in front of them, how much they pray on their knees in front of them, how many times a week they're going to church. And that is not what the Bible's talking about here. That would be one or two expressions of godliness in a person's life, desire to read the word, a desire to pray, desire to fellowship with other believers. Those are fine, and those are certainly the outward expression of a person who loves God. However, the godly life will have as its primary characteristic love. The scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 4 that God is love. And if we are going to live godly lives in front of someone who's not living a godly life, the primary characteristic that person should be able to observe in you is love. It's not religious exercises. It's not religious attendance at church. It's love. And love that is expressed in word, in deed, in affection, in service to the other person. Jesus Himself said, "No greater love has any man than the one that will lay down his life for his friend." And I would challenge you today, if you want to see your spouse changed, then be the person who will, not by discussion or haranguing or nagging the other party, but by living a godly, love-filled life in front of them, would show the heart of God, would show the love of God. And truly, that kind of love is irresistible. And a person who has ever observed another person who's filled with love and who lives a life of gracious, generous, love-filled action in their life, it's so attractive that the other party is so longs to be like that person. And that's the kind of godly life that will truly win someone over, that will win a person over to say, I want to be like that. I want to be selfless. I don't want to be selfish. I truly want to be selfless the way you are. How is it that you can be that way? And then when you have the invitation for the discussion, you can share. It's only God that has done this in me. I'm selfish without His love in me as well. But God wants to change your spouse as much as He wants to change you, to be conformed into the image of Christ, filled with love, filled with God's heart. Again, your spouse will be changed by your godly life lived in front of him or her. Another area that you can be sure of is what we see in James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Your spouse can be changed through your prayers. It's very important that you pray for your spouse, pray for their life, pray for their work, pray for the people that they encounter every day. Pray prayers of thanksgiving for them, but also pray for their protection. Pray for God to give them wisdom. Pray for God to speak to them throughout the day. Your spouse can be changed through your prayers, but pray not selfish prayers. God, make them stop doing that to me. No, pray prayers that are from the heart of God, and God answers, and there is power in praying that's prayed from the heart of the Lord. That's all the time that we have for today, but we're going to continue this week talking about marriage and Christian relationships. So join me tomorrow at the same time for Keys to Victorious Christian Living. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There is no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it. No bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and there's no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.